Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ken, I do wonder, as we bring on Roddy Nabalsi from UGASports.com, how are things different in Athens today? Just like from where they were Friday or Thursday or Wednesday of last week, like is the situation noticeably different on UGA's campus today with everything that's going on? Roddy?
No, guys, from what I understand, everything's the same. The players are still going through their phase two as they dial it back. So right now, I'd say the mentality and the morale on campus is in the toilet, because the players who have worked nonstop, you know, for so long, I mean, I don't think people understand how much this means to these players, not just the workouts, which are hard enough. But this is their identity. They eat this stuff, breathe this stuff, live this stuff. They've stopped going to parties. They've stopped going hanging out with their friends. You know, spring practice was canceled. They were told that, hey, you know, sorry to cancel spring practice, but we've got you guys in the fall. Guys were trying to find places to work out. They couldn't. They finally let them come back so that they could work out on campus voluntarily. Then they started, you know, having the Zoom meetings and the walkthroughs. So it's been this whole buildup. Then Friday, you get, hey, here's your schedule. Here's who you're going to play. And then, you know, Sunday night, they're tweeting out, let us play, you know, because it looks like the season's going to be canceled. So what if you go around campus, things look the same. You know, if you actually look over at the Butzmere building where the guys work out, everything looks the same. But if you look at their social media profiles, you know, you talk to a few of them, you talk to their parents, the kids have just been kicked in the guts because their entire identity, their whole – raison d'etre has been gone.
And Roddy, just like Bunk said before he brought you on, man, just the stories and everything that's coming out, all, and you know, because right now for the last three and a half hours almost, it's been the Big 12, Big 10 is canceled. Now it's that they haven't had a vote. What is your initial reaction? What do you think ultimately is going to happen?
I was told late yesterday, before all this stuff broke, from somebody that talks to the other coaches in the Big 10. They said, look, it's over. It's done. They're going to cancel everything. And then all of a sudden you start seeing Pete Thamel and Ross Dellinger and, you know, all these national pundits start writing what they were hearing. And they were getting that from good sources, the same source I was. Now, I'm not a national writer, so I didn't go start pounding out stories about how I expected the end times. But I also knew that everyone wants to be the first to dig the grave, to put college football in the ground. I'm not saying that there are – I hate the idea that there are national pundits that, you know, are rooting against college football. They're not, but there are a number of them who want to say, I told you so, because that they staked out this position early in the process saying there's no way you can have this. And if you want to convince me that they are not rooting for getting into college football, I will believe you. But if you want to convince me they're not anxious to say, I told you so, let's see what happens if it's canceled and they don't say, I told you so. So I knew that some of these reports were going to be a bit too aggressive. Even though I was hearing the same thing, I also know that, hey, what sounds when the coach says, and this came from the top at UGA, it doesn't look good. You know, so somebody in the top of the administration said, hey, this doesn't look good for Georgia right now. I know that by the time that gets passed to me through two sets of donors and then a third source or somebody within the program, that means it's going to be canceled. That game of telephone, that echo chamber just builds and builds and builds. So I think that what I eventually expect to happen is we're going to see a line drawn in the sand between the Big Ten. I think they probably are going to cancel. the Big 12 is going to ask the SEC and ACC what they're going to do, and the SEC is going to draw a line in the sand and say, if it's everybody against us, then we're not going to do it. But if we can get two of you to stick with us, then we'll play.
Right.
Okay. Rodney Nabalsi joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy from UGASports.com. What do you think changed? I mean, you're talking to people, and the same people that some of these national guys are writing these articles based on. What changed for these decision makers over the weekend?
But you know, this is one of those freezing cold takes where I could be completely wrong, but everyone that I've said or that I've seen, it says, oh, well, this has all become about unionizing and the players getting together and the players wanting a voice, and you can't treat them like employees, so that's why everyone has balked at this. I don't think that had anything to do with it. My gut feeling is they want to make the safer decision. And I know to say, you know, throwing away tens of billions of dollars is sounds like a safe decision. Maybe that's a dumb way of putting it. But if something goes wrong, you don't want to be blamed for it. You don't want that social media, national writers piling on you saying, oh, you had a chance to cancel the season. You didn't. 14 kids are sick. You had a chance to, you know, be safe, and you put money ahead of the safety of your athletes. Even though the athletes are, you know, the same people would say the athletes need to be able to determine their own fortune. They're adults. They're allowed to, you know, make their own decisions. But that blowback, if anybody gets sick, and God forbid anybody passes away from this thing, or even if they have any sort of medical conditions related to it later on, it won't matter that they caught it at a bar or they caught it at a frat party or they caught it going to the lake or something like that. Because they're a football player at University of X, that university will be blamed for it, and the administration will be castigated as heartless, evil bastards. So I think that when they said, look, there's lawyers that could charge us with liability, even though it'll be impossible to prove that they caught it here. We'll get into contact tracing, you know, fights, and it's just it's too complicated. The easier decision is to say, out of a profound respect for the safety of the athletes and out of an abundance of caution, we're going to cancel this. And right, that's what you see. You can wrap yourself in that cloak of, we're doing it for the students. It doesn't matter that everyone's going to lose their mind over it. You'll be fine when all of a sudden we start playing next year. But we don't want to take a chance. And I think that's what changed in the last 48, 72 hours.
Roddy, why is it, and I'm sure, I don't know if you know the answer to this, why is it that through this whole process, it seemed like the Big Ten was never all in. I mean, we know that they were the first ones to come out and do the whole scheduling thing. And why does it seem like the SEC is just bullheaded on, hey, we're going to do this regardless?
Well, this is what I was told, and, you know, again, this is from a source who's been very, very accurate on a lot of these predictions. He told me half the stuff that was going to come out with the SEC procedures. You know, we were the first to say that, look, there's going to be three tests a week. It's going to be a third-party testing system. All the stuff that came out last Friday, we had had it days prior. This person's in the know, and he said that before the Big Ten went conference only, all of the commissioners of the Big Five had a gentleman's agreement, a handshake agreement, that they were all going to push for full schedules, season start on time. Okay. Then the numbers weren't where they wanted to, and the Big Ten does not like to be thought of as following the SEC. There is a power struggle amongst the commissioners, amongst the conferences. No one wants to be accused of being, you know, following the SEC and that they're the lead dog. So the Big Ten says, we're going to do our thing on our own. When they announced their conference-only schedule weeks ago, that caught everybody off guard. Nobody was prepared for that. You saw the Pac-12 did so immediately, and it took, what, 2 weeks before the Big 12, the SEC, and the ACC came out with theirs. You know, if everybody had been working together as they had in the original faction, then they could have all announced conference-only schedules at the same time. But they didn't. It's been piecemeal. So what's making this situation worse is the power politics going back and forth between these two, or between these five. No one wants to be seen as a follower. Everyone wants to be seen as a leader so that you can stake up that moral high ground and say, look, you know, we're not following anybody. We're not doing what these other people say. We've come to our own conclusions, which is why I think that Georgia and Alabama and Tennessee and Florida, they've all come up with, and all the other schools in the SEC, they've come up with their own testing procedures. They come up with a policy across the SEC. This is what we believe will work. So it comes down to, are you going to be more influenced by the decision of other presidents, or are you going to be more influenced by the reports and recommendations of your own medical team?
Yeah, that's a great question. I wonder, I mean, say things end up not happening and the Big Ten cancels and folks follow behind. And like, clearly the power dynamic between conferences and that decision-making process is flawed. Like, and it's easy for us to say, we've said it a lot of times. We spent a lot of time talking about it. Is there any way that this situation, like this obvious flawed process, ends up with a positive? Like, is there any way these guys will come together and say, all right, we got to fix this, so next time something terrible comes up?
No, not a chance. Because think about it. They're gonna, if the SEC says, look, we had to cancel because everybody else did, you cost us $90 million. You cost us $900 million, whatever. It's football. You have rivalries based on what happens on the field. The power politics rivalries are even worse. I mean, this is more cutthroat type stuff. And then when you have millions of dollars lost because they didn't like the way you came to the decision, or you made a unilateral decision, they're never going to forgive that.
Oh, no. I mean, and that's a crazy thing. All right, we got to let you go, but saw that they got a new tight end. Is he as good as me?
Nobody's as good as you. You know that.
Thanks, man. That's all I need to hear, Roddy. Appreciate it, man.
Finish on a high note. Roddy, we appreciate it.
Appreciate it, brother.
Man, thanks so much.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.